Oh, it's a trouble with living in Ambridge. Everywhere's so handy for the bull.
What's the problem?
Oh, it makes it difficult to avoid.
You can have a skinful knowing home is a safe staggering distance away.
I mean, I only came out this morning to get a Sunday paper.
The temptation was too much for you.
Oh, you walk as far as the shop, and there's the bull looking so enticing.
We aim to please.
Yeah, it's just so difficult to resist.
So, you going to have the other half?
Actually, no, better not. Kathy's cooking roast pork and my absolute favourite, apple sponge pudding.
So it's not just being close to the pub that keeps you in Ambridge, eh?
I'm going to have to watch it, though. All this home cooking is taking its toll on my waistline.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Oh, well, I had noticed.
What?
Oh. Yeah, you started to look a bit, well, you know.
A bit what?
Podgy?
Oh, thanks very much.
Well, you said it.
Podgy?
Well, you know.
Okay, look, I may have put on a couple of pounds, but I'm not podgy. Fallon, tell him I'm not podgy.
Oh, leave me out of this.
Well, you're not going to contradict him.
Well, it's inevitable, isn't it, when you get to a certain age?
What?
Well, unless you're doing hard physical work or you're going down to the gym.
All right, so I'm not just fat, I'm old as well.
I didn't say that.
But you're not as young as you were.
Oh, I see, so it's middle-aged spread, is that what you're saying?
Admit it, Kenton. You said Kathy's cooking was taking its toll.
Yeah, I know. You're not supposed to agree with me.
Oh, come on. Have another drink.
No, thank you very much. I am not going to sit here and be insulted.
Yeah, you don't want to be late for your roast pork.
Yeah, or your apple sponge pudding.
You'll be middle-aged one day. Just you wait.
See you, Kenton.
Bye. I hope we didn't offend him.
Nah, of course not. He started it.
Anyway.
Oh, what are you doing this afternoon?
I don't know. Nothing special.
Is it okay if I come back here? After milking?
Yeah, of course.
But only Will and his girlfriend are supposed to be coming around ours tea time.
Oh, dear.
So I'd rather keep out the way.
Well, instead of mooching about here waiting for you to get back, why don't I give you a hand with the cows?
You didn't know? Not till I got down the church.
Well, it was very last minute.
There were a notice on the door. Shula rang me.
Service cancelled due to illness.
Well, I don't suppose she had time to contact the entire congregation. She sounded a bit harassed, I have to say.
Oh, did she?
Well, still has her father-in-law staying.
Oh, yeah.
Must be 5 or 6 weeks now.
Nice man.
Oh, yes, yes, very charming. But I do get the impression he can be a little bit demanding.
Oh.
As a house guest.
So what's the matter with Alan, then?
What?
Well, that he couldn't take the service.
Oh, no, it wasn't Alan this morning.
Wasn't it?
No, he's in Darrington this morning. I'm not sure when we can expect him at St. Stephen's next. Terribly overstretched, poor man.
So who was it meant to be?
Reverend Bradley.
Eh?
He's retired from the ministry. We've had him before.
Have we?
Tall, bald.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. Yeah, he was a few weeks back.
Yes.
I thought then he didn't look too well.
Oh, Kenton, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, and neither do you.
What?
You don't look well.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Just a bit out of breath, that's all. I was intending to run back to April Cottage, but it's knackered me. I'm just jogging along from the bull.
Someone needs to start work on their fitness.
Oh, don't you start.
What?
My pride's had enough of a knocking for one morning, thanks to your son, Clary.
William?
No, Ed.
What's he done?
And Fallon, who, of course, don't have an ounce of surplus flesh between them.
Kenton, what are you talking about?
They accused me of being podgy.
Ah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I admit I may have put on a pound or two.
Oh,
you know.
Me too.
Well, it's inevitable at Christmas,
yeah,
isn't it?
Oh, no. Do you know, I've put on half a stone. It was my New Year's resolution, lose it before the end of January, but I ain't managed to shift so much as an ounce.
Well, perhaps we should take up jogging together, Clary.
No, huh? I don't think my knees would stand it.
Kenton, did you happen to notice if Lillian was in the ball?
I don't think so, no.
Well, maybe they've gone away for the weekend. I've tried ringing the Dower House, but there's no answer. I need to speak to Matt. There's a matter of some urgency, but he's proving very elusive.
So Mum keeps buying the stuff, but every time she goes to the cupboard, it's disappeared. Well, she thinks she's going mad, and then I'm standing behind Dad's van, and I think, why can I smell chips?
Oh, no.
It turns out he's been nicking the cooking oil.
Loads of people are doing that, aren't they?
Well, diesel being the price it is at the
George,
moment.
George, don't run on, for goodness sake. Oh, Ed!
Georgie, what are you doing here?
I've been on a swing.
Oh, that's nice.
George! Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We were just going for a little walk.
Right.
We're going to get some fruity.
No, we're not.
Why is George with you?
Oh, Will's been called into work.
Oh.
Yeah, he was really annoyed. It's supposed to be his day off and his day with George.
Yeah.
But you know how it is, when the boss says jump.
So you walked all this way with three kids?
Oh no, Will dropped us off at the playground. Only we're supposed to be going round his mum's. Round your house for tea later.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So Will said he'd meet us there.
Right, well, I'll see you soon then, Georgie. I've got to go and milk the cows now.
Look at my house.
Oh, that's a very kind offer, but well, another time, eh?
Yeah. Your dad will be back soon.
Yeah, yeah. So you go with Jake and Mia, eh?
Yeah. Come on now, George.
See you soon, okay?
Tomorrow.
Well, maybe tomorrow. Off you go. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, you hold on to the buggy while we cross the road, all right? Come on, Jake. You too. See ya.
Yeah.
Bye. Ed?
Oh, it's not right.
What?
Her. With George.
How do you mean?
Well, she's nothing to do with him.
Well, she's been with Will for quite a while.
You saw him. As soon as he spots me, he comes running. What? Well, Will shouldn't leave him with her.
Oh, it sounds like he didn't have much choice.
Well, she's not his mum.
Ed, you may not like her.
It's not
but
that.
But I can't say that I'm all that struck with her myself, but she's perfectly capable of looking after George.
Well, I'm not saying she's not capable.
And she is his father's girlfriend, so he's got to get used to it.
I just don't feel right.
And you have to get used to it too. Look, I know it's hard, but you've just got to let it go. Ed, look at me.
What?
I'm here, and I love you.
Sorry, I
no,
didn't mean
it's to. It's okay. Come on, we don't want to keep the cows waiting, do we?
Kenton!
Yeah.
Sorry.
What are you doing lurking by the fence?
I was not lurking. I just saw you come out with the rubbish.
Oh, you scared me off to death.
Sorry. Is Cathy all right?
Yeah, she's fine. Why?
Oh, nothing. I just ain't seen her all weekend.
Oh, well, she's a bit shattered. First week back at work, trying to catch up on stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway...
Now, listen, you know what you were saying earlier?
What?
About wanting to lose weight?
Oh, yeah?
Well, were you serious?
Why?
Only I am. And I don't get no encouragement at home. Eddie's always saying he just likes to have something to get hold of.
Right.
No help at all.
I get just the opposite.
Eh?
Well, Cathy hasn't said anything. She's far too diplomatic, but Jamie, well...
I mean, I know I ain't never going to be slimmer of the year, but I just feel... Oh, if only it weren't to just struggle to do me skirt up if I didn't bulge over the top.
Oh, the old muffin top look.
Oh. So I was thinking, there must be quite a few people in the village feel the same. And if we could sort of get together and encourage one another...
Ambridge Fat Club?
Well, I wouldn't call it that.
Well, you think we should all get together and have weigh-ins and exchange low-fat recipes?
It's an idea.
Yeah, well, the village hall is due to reopen next weekend, and Auntie Chris says they haven't got many bookings yet.
Really? So if we got in there quick, we could maybe get a regular slot, like one evening a week?
I wasn't serious, Clary.
Why not?
Well,
I think it'd really inspire people. We can each pay 50p or something and set targets. Someone could bring in some scales.
Well, you don't think public weigh might be a bit humiliating?
Oh, no, Kenton, because you don't have to tell people how much you weigh, just how much you'd lost.
Okay.
I'll have a word with Jolene, see if she'll put a poster up in the book.
Oh, look, George, there's your gran.
Oh, hello. Hello, Georgie, darling. Where's Daddy?
Is he not here?
No.
I'll see you soon, Chloe.
Yeah, bye.
I'd hope to be here by now. He got called into work.
Oh, no.
We're supposed to be just for a couple of hours. He dropped us off at the playground.
You walked all the way from the playground?
Yeah.
But it's nearly dark.
I know. I can't get used to how dark it gets in the country. Will says to carry a torch, but I always forget.
I'm coming! Oh, you.
Good afternoon.
Might have guessed.
I saw a light on round the back, so I knew somebody was at home.
And?
You've been very elusive this weekend.
Not elusive enough, obviously. What do you want?
I thought it only polite to keep you informed.
About?
There is widespread anger about what I can only describe as your gross act of vandalism.
You what?
Ploughing up the set-aside in Quarry Bank.
Oh, you're not still on about the ruddy skylark.
So I have taken it upon
myself. It's done now, Linda. I can't unplough the field,
can
I?
To report you to the Borsetshire Wildlife Trust.
Really?
Who, I have to tell you, take the matter very seriously indeed.
Well, good for them.
They are only too well aware that the change of rules regarding set-aside is leading to a significant loss of wildlife habitats.
No, not just me, then.
And if they find an unacceptable number are being wantonly destroyed, they intend to make representations to DEFRA.
Representations to DEFRA? Oh, I am now quaking in my boots.
I would advise you to take this matter seriously.
Look. Set aside has been suspended for a very good reason. The land is needed to grow stuff.
Yes, 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 I'm aware of the argument.
There's an increased demand for food worldwide. Do you want to see people starving? Is that what you want?
Of course not.
And as well as that, there's a huge requirement for maize and rapeseed to go to make biofuels.
Yes,
nice, green biofuels. You can't be opposed to that, surely.
But commercial considerations simply have to be balanced against the needs of wildlife. Otherwise, we're in danger of squandering the Earth's resources on our own selfish demands.
I'm only doing what society requires.
But society's not always the most reliable arbiter of what is best for the planet, you know.
If not society, then who? You think the Skylark should decide?
Personally, I shall put my faith in Borsetshire Wildlife Trust, whose sense of justice is not skewed by commercial greed or vested interests.
Well, whatever floats your boat.
I thought it polite to inform you of my action. I shan't bother in future.
Good. I'm very glad to hear it.
What's the matter? You lost your mum?
Well, I think if you just turn around... That's it. There you go.
David, hi.
Is this a good time?
Well, I'm up to my armpits in sheep, but apart from that...
Will you be free later on?
Why?
Well, just fancied a bit of a chat, sort of.
About what?
About this anaerobic digester business.
Why, has something come up?
No.
Not having second thoughts, are you?
No, not at all, no. No, it's more about who else is involved.
Well, as things stand, it's just you and us.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about, really. I just have the feeling...
Oh, you daft!
Sorry, this is a bad time, isn't it?
No, it's okay, really.
Come on, over here.
I'll call back.
But, what about you? Isn't it today your mum and dad are coming home?
Yeah, Ruth's gone to the airport to collect them.
Ruth has?
Well, Shula was supposed to be doing it, but there was some problem with Alistair's dad.
Oh, dear.
Won't be back till late this afternoon.
Well, look, I have to pop into Borchester at lunchtime if I drop round on my way home.
Oh, that'd be great.
2:30? Something like that?
Excellent. See you then.
Jill! Phil!
Ruth!
Hello!
Ruth, I'd love to see you.
And you. Oh, it's been so long.
Oh, I know it has. Come here.
It is wonderful to be home. But you had a good time.
Marvellous. But just the last few days, I've been so longing to be back in my own little house.
Don't I get a kiss too?
Of course. You both look amazingly well, considering you've just come off a 10-hour flight.
No, really, it wasn't too bad, actually.
We left San Francisco in the evening, you see.
So we both managed a few hours' sleep on the plane.
I thought Shula was going to come and meet us.
Yeah, last-minute change of plan.
Is nothing wrong, is there?
No, nothing to worry about. At least I don't think so. It's Alistair's dad.
Oh, what now?
Her email said she was finding him a bit heavy going.
He had a fall last night.
Oh, no!
Nothing serious. No more than a stumble, according to Shula. But he complained this morning that his foot was swollen.
Of the broken leg?
Yeah. So Shula had to take him to hospital to have it looked at.
Oh, dear!
Anyway, let's go and find the car.
Yes. I can't wait to get back to Ambridge.
Let me take the luggage trolley.
I'm dying for a proper cup of tea.
Oh, yes. That is one thing the Americans simply don't understand. How to make a decent cup of tea.
I bumped into the people who were buying number one the green yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know they'd moved in.
They haven't, and they're not going to.
Well, have they bought it to let?
No, they're Londoners. It's going to be their weekend retreat.
Oh, no.
She was pleasant enough, but he was a bit standoffish.
That is such a shame.
I know. It's a perfect house for a young family.
It doesn't really measure up as a country retreat, does it? A pokey little ex-council house.
It is by the green.
Well, even so. Anyway, there's your tea.
Oh, thanks.
And there should be some biscuits in... Yep, you're in luck.
Oh. But you didn't invite me around to discuss my new neighbours.
No. It's about, you know...
Ambridge Heat and Power?
Well, is that what it's going to be called?
Brian's suggestion. He's very keen to get on with it.
Mm, good.
But?
What?
You're worried about something.
Oh! Not about our involvement, not at all. I mean, it is an awful lot of money to borrow.
But the income is guaranteed.
I know.
We have a contract to supply electricity and we get paid for it. It's about as safe an investment as you could wish for.
Yeah, and if we manage to get a grant...
If we get the grant, we're looking at payback in about 5 years. We would need the grant to be viable.
I know. Ruth and I have discussed it endlessly. And we are absolutely committed.
Good.
No, it's just... I get the feeling that, that Tony would really like to be a part of it too.
Tony?
Yeah.
They were pretty adamant last week.
Well, Pat was adamant, but Tony was wavering.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think he's actually quite keen to be involved. I mean, I know that he can come across as a bit of a Colonel Blimp.
Brian said from the beginning he didn't think Tony would touch it with a barge pole.
Did he?
Too radical for him, you reckon?
Yeah, but when they went organic, that was hugely radical.
Oh, yeah.
They were way ahead of the game, and it's come good for them. Tony saw the future, and he went for it.
And now green energy is the future.
Exactly. And it seems ironic that he shouldn't be a part of the project.
Well, his decision.
Yeah, but I really get the feeling that, you know, with a little bit of a nudge, he'd come on board.
Tom's dead keen.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He's been pretty scathing about his mum.
Has he?
Said it's her kind of attitude gives the organic movement a bad name.
Oh, dear.
And he's offered to contribute his pig manure.
Well, that's certainly worth having.
But if Pat won't shift...
Well, I'd still like to have another chat with Tony.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
But we're going to have to make a decision.
Well, I'll try and talk to him in the next couple of days.
And we went wine tasting.
Well, you can't go to California and not sample the wine.
I thought of Nigel pruning his vine single-handed.
Couldn't do that in California.
No, the vine stretches far as the eye can see. They employ great armies of people, Mexicans mainly.
Did you ever see that film?
What? Sideways?
Sideways, that's right.
I hope you didn't behave that badly.
No, we were reasonably restrained.
Well, your friend Diana got quite tiddly.
What do you mean, my friend? You liked her too?
Well, you were quite inseparable.
Who's Diana?
Someone we met in San Francisco.
Another English woman. She was on her own, a widow.
Such a nice woman.
We ended up spending quite a lot of time with her.
You and she were thick as thieves when we went to Yosemite.
Well, she was very knowledgeable about trees.
You should introduce her to Mike Tucker.
Now there's a thought.
So she was full of interesting facts about the giant sequoias.
They were extraordinary. You wouldn't believe a tree could be that huge.
I bet it was lovely.
Oh, breathtaking.
Yes, you drive right up into the mountains.
The Sierra Nevada.
So high the snow on the peaks, and the waterfalls are unbelievable.
Yeah, I've never seen such spectacular scenery.
That's what you said about New Zealand.
Oh, well, New Zealand was magnificent, though in quite a different way.
I can't wait to see the photos. We all really enjoyed your emails. And the boys have been nagging us ever since to take them to New Zealand, or Middle Earth, as they call it.
How are the children?
Fine.
We missed them so much at Christmas.
And we all missed you.
Well, we had a lovely time with Meriel.
She is such a puppet.
She doesn't look much like an archer.
She's got Kenton's eyes, but she really takes after her mother.
Lucky girl.
Yeah, smells lovely. And how's Pip?
Fine. She's really getting into young farmers.
Is she?
She's going in for their public speaking competition.
Really?
Doing a speech about Hereford beef.
Takes after you, then.
Oh, she's got a lot more confidence than I ever had.
I remember you doing a speech. Wasn't it at your old college?
At Rees Heath, that's right.
Well, if she needs a historical perspective on raising Herefords...
She can ask you. I told her that already.
I can't wait to see her. Well, and the boys, of course.
Well, the plan is, if this is okay with you, I'll drop you back at Glebe Cottage,
And you can have a shower and put your feet up for an hour or two. And then we thought you could come round to Brookfield for supper.
Oh, that would be lovely.
About seven. How's that?
Well, seven in the evening here is 11 in the morning in California.
So you'll just be ready for a cup of coffee.
So we have become involved in HLS schemes for restoring ancient hedgerows as a habitat for invertebrates and lapwings. No, that's not right. And maintaining wetlands to encourage lapwings. Then I conducted... No. Last spring I conducted a survey of skylarks and found a particularly rich nesting site in a neighbour's set-aside. Imagine my annoyance. Imagine my horror on discovering that the field had been ploughed and the nesting site wantonly destroyed. Yeah, that'll do.
Very good.
Dad, have you been earwigging?
No, it's all right. I just caught the last few sentences. Is this a project for school?
It's my speech for the Young Farmers Competition.
Oh, I thought you were talking about keeping Hereford.
Changed my mind.
Oh, right.
Well, I can talk about Herefords any time. It's just, right now, I'm so angry about those skylarks.
I know.
It's not just the way the nesting site was destroyed. It's Matt Crawford's patronising attitude.
Tell me about it.
Treating me like some stupid child.
Yeah, listen, don't take it personally. He talks to everyone like that.
I don't think so. Anyway, I decided I should spread the word about the methods of people like him.
Good for you.
And just how vigilant we need to be. I mean, what is the point in doing all the stuff we're doing to protect wildlife on the farm, when in the next field, vandals like him are wreaking total havoc?
Absolutely. And it's a really good idea to choose a subject you feel passionate about.
Except, I tend to get carried away and start shouting.
Who are you shouting at?
Not at, about.
About Matt Crawford.
Ooh.
She's decided to do a speech to the Young Farmers about him ploughing the set-aside.
I want to make a more general point, really, about how people are driven by the profit motive and don't think about the consequences.
Right.
It's like the rainforest being cut down to grow maize and orangutans being driven to extinction.
Okay, but I don't think you can do all that in one speech.
No. Best talk about what you know. I mean, you know, the local angle. Because we can only save the world if everyone looks after their own small corner.
That's very good, Dad.
Thank you.
Can I use it?
Feel free.
The trouble with changing my subject, I've only got 3 days to work up a new speech.
Well, you're doing fine so far.
I've only written about a quarter of it.
Hey, you'll knock them dead.
I wish.
Of course you will.
Anyway, I better go and get on with it.
Grandma and Grandpa will be arriving any minute.
Give me a shout when they get here.
Okay.
Who is that on the phone?
Shula.
Everything all right?
In that Jim's foot's fine, yeah.
Oh, good.
But Shula's pretty fed up. He had to have it x-rayed and they ended up spending 4 hours at the hospital.
Oh, no.
Only to be told that there's absolutely nothing wrong with his foot and the fracture's healing nicely.
Oh, so she could have gone to the airport after all?
Yep.
Has she spoken to Mum and Dad?
They've talked on the phone. They're going round to the stables tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Can we come in?
Mum!
Hello, darling.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Oh, we come bearing gifts.
Let me give you a hand.
Thanks. Oh, we thought the children would never forgive us if we arrived empty-handed.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't charge you excess baggage for this lot.
Dad!
Oh.
You look amazingly well.
That's what I said.
Well, it's flying eastwards. You get extra hours to sleep.
Though it is going to be such heaven to sleep in my own bed tonight.
Hey, let me take your coat.
All right, no, I'll give you a hand then. Thanks.
Have you got everything you need at the cottage?
Yes. Shula got in some bread and milk for us.
And turned the heating on so it was nice and cosy when we arrived.
Phil still insisted on lighting the fire.
Well, I've been so looking forward to sitting by my own fireside, drinking a proper cup of tea.
Just one rather strange thing.
What's that?
Why are there two enormous turkeys in my freezer?
Oh, there is nothing more unbearable than an itch you can't reach.
What are you cooking, Mum?
What does it look like?
Meat.
It's lamb. I'm making a casserole.
Can you pass me that knife?
What, this one?
No, no, I don't want to cut my leg off.
Daniel!
The butter knife. I've got to try and get to this itch.
This won't be long enough, will it?
Don't you have homework to do?
In a minute.
Worth a try.
You'll want to get it done before Grandma and Grandpa get here.
Oh, no, you're right. It's too short.
You really shouldn't do that, Jim.
I'm in agony.
They do say not to stick anything down your plaster. Anything at all.
Whoever made that rule has obviously never broken anything.
I know. We've got some chopsticks somewhere. Really long wooden ones.
Daniel.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, yes, that's just the job. Now, let's see. Yes.
If you're not careful, that's going to break.
Bliss. Absolute bliss.
And I am not driving you to the hospital to have a splintered chopstick removed from your shin.
Look, look. One whole unbroken chopstick. One leg satisfactorily scratched.
Have you done your exercises today?
Your mother is a terrible nag, isn't she, Daniel?
No.
I'm only repeating what the physiotherapist told you.
Don't go on about it.
You're never going to get proper mobility back in that leg if you don't exercise it.
Remind me, where exactly did your parents go on their travels?
And don't change the subject.
They went to Hong Kong, New Zealand, the Cook Islands and San Francisco.
Curious choice of destinations.
Why?
When you have the whole world to choose from. Not what I'd have picked at all.
Well, it wasn't your trip, was it? Now, Daniel, go and do your homework. I'm not going to tell you again.
That's why barn conversions nearly always go through on the nod. You end up with something more or less the same shape and size as you started with.
Yeah, but these outbuildings...
Well, either have to go upwards or put on some kind of extension at the back.
Easier to knock them down and start again.
We definitely wouldn't get permission for that.
Yeah, I know. Shame.
I'd go for a bungalow. You know, extend backwards and put a pitched roof right across, maybe with some dormers, and then you can get in an upstairs room.
Yeah.
I think that's the best we can hope for in that situation.
Hardly worth the trouble.
Yeah, a bit of landscaping in the garden, it would sell for £350.
Yeah, I suppose.
Your heart's not in it, I can tell.
Ah, chances are some eco-warriors would crawl out of the woodwork and accuse us of desecrating an anthill or some such.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you, did I, about this kid having a go at me over some ruddy bird's nest?
Which reminds me, Max has come back to me about the great crested newts.
I thought you said it would take 6 months.
It will.
Ah, you got me hopes up there for a minute.
He just called to say he'd get a series of dates for the observations. He'll start in April and carry on till the summer.
Oh, they seem to be calling all the shots these days, the tree huggers.
It will be worth it in the end, Matt, believe me.
Yeah, so you keep saying.
You'll get the results you want, don't worry.
Sorry. It's been a long day.
Yes. Well, let's leave this for now, shall we? Can I buy you a drink?
Oh, now you're talking.
Grey Gables?
Yeah, suits me.
That was Alistair on the phone.
Oh, it's not going to be late again.
Oh, only a little bit. 20 minutes, he reckons. There you go, Dad. Red wine for you.
Oh, thank you, Shula.
He was always late as a child.
What?
Alistair, absolutely no sense of time. Used to drive me up the wall.
It's not his fault he's late.
No, unfortunately animals don't always get sick between 9 and 5. Would you like some wine, Jim?
I'd rather have a whiskey. And yes, I do know I'm not supposed to, but it's one of the few pleasures left to me.
Right, but just a small one.
Your daughter is very strict, Phil. Reminds me of Matron at my boarding school.
This wine's delicious.
Yeah, good, isn't it?
Do you want me to lay the table, Mum?
No, it's all right, darling. Grandma's doing it.
I think she missed not having a kitchen when we were away.
Oh, I can believe that.
First thing she did this morning was get out the mixing bowls and make pastry, some rock buns and a lemon sponge.
Ooh. There you go, Jim.
Goodness me, that is a small one.
Now, Daniel, will you pass around the nipples?
Okay.
And keep your grandfathers entertained while I finish off in the kitchen.
Oh, and tell Jill to come and sit down.
I'll try, but I can't promise.
Oh, well, David said that we were to ask you about the turkeys in the freezer.
Ah, well, Jim will tell you, won't you, Jim?
Oh.
So, who'd like some nuts?
Not for me, thanks, Daniel. But can you pass me over that whiskey bottle? Go on, be a sport. Your mum's put so much water in this, I can hardly taste it.
Okay.
So, these turkeys.
Shula won them in a raffle.
The Grundys had this Christmas fair in their barn.
Yes, of course. Eddie did tell me.
Vast quantities of seasonal knick-knacks that wouldn't even make it through Chinese quality control.
All fell off the back of a lorry, I reckon.
But they were raffling turkeys.
The Grundys rear them for the Christmas market.
Yes, I know.
But they had a lot left over this year.
Bottom fell out of it, apparently.
Oh, dear.
So they were giving them away as prizes.
And Mum ended up with four.
Four?
Well, we ate one, so...
How did she end up with four?
Grandad Jim bought her loads of tickets.
It was a gesture. I was trying to be magnanimous.
You'd have a row.
It's a minor altercation. I can't remember the cause of it now.
You threw away her casserole.
But I knew I had to make amends. Anyway, Phil, tell me about your travels.
Well,
I'm so envious. Travel, for me, has enlivened what would otherwise have been an exceedingly lonely and depressing retirement. But I've never been to New Zealand.
Well, I thoroughly recommend it. The scenery is spectacular, and it's quite unspoiled.
Grandma said there were volcanoes.
Yes, there's a place called Rotorua, where you can see geysers and pools of bubbling mud, and you can smell the sulphur in the air.
Not really my idea of a good time.
Huh?
Trouble with New Zealand, it's a place with no history, no culture.
Oh, on the contrary, it has a very ancient culture.
If you're referring to the Maoris, there's not much left, is there?
No, oh, but there is.
Virtually obliterated by the influx of Scotsmen and sheep. And I've seen quite enough of them for one lifetime.
Well, they did film Lord of the Rings there.
So, it's a pretty film set. But if you really want to understand Tolkien's imaginative world, you'd be much better off visiting Oxford.
Or better still, learning Old Norse.
What?
Never mind.
In fact, when you're old enough to go travelling, Daniel, take my advice and start with the great cities of Europe. Paris, Berlin, Vienna.
Uncle Kenton went to Vienna.
That's right, he did.
Just before Christmas.
Yes, I don't imagine he went for the culture.
He brought back some excellent cake, though.
Now, Kenton is a man who really knows how to enjoy himself.
Well, our main reason for going to New Zealand was to visit Kenton's little daughter, Meriel.
Oh, I didn't realise.
And although his ex-wife may, for all I know, be of Scottish stock, she is also a very charming woman.
Kenton didn't mention he had a family over there?
No, well... could I have some of those nuts, do you think, Daniel?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you.
When I go travelling, I really want to go to America.
Do you?
Yeah, what did you think of San Francisco?
Well, it's a beautiful
city. The trouble with San Francisco is it's become a parody of itself. It used to be a genuinely diverse and multicultural place, but now it's all packaged up for tourists.
Well, that's what we were, tourists. That's what we all are these days.
Oh, no, I wouldn't put myself in that category. I'm a traveller.
Tell me, Daniel, are you still helping Neil with his pigs?
Yeah, I go over most weekends.
Intelligent animals, pigs.
That's why I like them.
They really repay the attention you give them.
Right, supper's nearly ready.
What about Dad?
He's just rung. He'll be 5 minutes.
Oh, perhaps I should take Jill a glass of wine.
I've already given her one.
Oh.
So, have you told Jim all about your trip?
Not to any great extent.
We just embarked on a fascinating conversation about pigs.
And suddenly this pale, spooky figure lurches out into the road. Honestly, I thought I was seeing a ghost.
How much had you had to drink?
Sober as a judge, I promise you. So I step on the brakes and then I realise it's one of me neighbours. And he is covered in emulsion paint.
Oh, dear.
Now, it might have been an accident, but he's been helping redecorate the village hall and I know he has a tricky relationship with the main contractor.
So you think that paint was flung, do you?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Oh. I mean, he's a nice enough bloke, Robert, but I can see how working with him for any length of time could drive you up the wall. And his wife's a complete pain in the neck.
Oh, yes.
You remember I mentioned I'd had a bit of trouble over some nesting birds?
You said some kid had a go at you.
Yeah, well, first it was the kid. Then it was Robert Snell's missus, says she's going to report me to Borsetshire Wildlife.
Oh, dear. Now, that's not good.
No?
What have you done, Matt?
Just ploughed a bit of land, that's all. But it had been set aside. And it turns out it was a nesting site for skylarks.
Oh, no.
Well, nobody told me.
And if they had told you?
I'd have ploughed it anyway, the price of wheat at the moment.
Oh, Matt.
What?
Haven't you learned anything from the Great Crested Newts saga?
What do you mean?
You've got to take these people seriously.
Oh, come on.
They can do you a lot of damage.
It was only one kid and a notorious local busybody.
But if you get a reputation as an environmental vandal...
All I did was plough up a field.
It could count against you in the future.
It's what farmers do.
If this woman is going to Borsetshire Wildlife... Might she go to the press as well?
Linda Snell? Well, yeah, I suppose she might.
Well, if I were you, I'd make peace with her.
How?
I don't know. There must be a way. Like with the newts, if you have to destroy a habitat, you provide a replacement.
But we're putting all of what was set aside into production.
There were skylarks before they were set aside. Surely they nest in other places, don't they?
Don't ask me.
We'll find out. It's worth it, Matt. Believe me, if you complicate these protesters now, you'll save yourself an awful lot of grief in the future.
Shula.
Oh, Dad. Could you take the coffee cups through for me, do you think?
Well, actually, your mother and I have decided to give coffee a miss.
I've got some chamomile tea.
No, I think we'll head off home.
Well, it's been lovely to see you.
Oh, and you, darling. Oh, I can't say the same for Alistair's father.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's not your fault. I just can't understand how you've put up with him all these weeks.
With difficulty.
I'll bet. He really is not at all a nice man.
Oh, thank you. Goodness!
What?
That you agree. I was beginning to think it was just me.
Oh, no.
Everyone else seems to get on with him fine.
That is insufferable.
Caroline, David and Ruth.
Well, I'm very surprised. He only seems happy when he's the centre of attention.
Exactly.
And he's exploited your hospitality for quite long enough.
Oh, Dad. Oh, it's wonderful to have you home. I have missed you so much.
Mind if I join you?
Oh, hi, Tony. I've got to go in a minute, but sure.
Oh, thanks.
So, how are things with you?
Oh, that's better.
Hard day.
Oh, Alistair, the last hour has been pretty heavy going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've had David trying to convert me.
Convert you to what?
Well, you heard about this proposal for a green energy plant at Home Farm?
Yes, Phil was talking about it last night.
Was he?
He and Jill came to supper. He's not at all keen on the idea.
Oh, isn't he?
No, it's not farming as far as he's concerned. It's an industrial process and that makes it a factory, he reckons.
Well, David didn't mention that.
Oh, well, I gather he and Ruth are pretty much committed to the project.
Oh, yes, they're all for it.
But you're not?
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't. I had serious doubts at first. I was concerned it might affect our organic status.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but the Soil Association, well, they have some reservations, but nothing we can't deal with. And the more I think about it, the more I'm coming round to the idea.
And David's been trying to twist your arm?
It's not my arm that needs twisting, it's Pat's.
Oh.
David wants me to try to talk her round. I don't fancy my chances.
No?
No, she's a bit like Phil, really. Thinks that land should be used for growing food. Although Tom's very much in favour. Yeah, perhaps if he and I join forces.
Evening.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
Kenton.
Hiya. Oh, glad I've seen you, Alistair. I've been meaning to pop round. I promised dear old Jim I'd call in. How's he doing?
Ah, well, funny you should ask.
Why?
Because Shula and I have come to the conclusion that dear old Jim has been taking advantage of our hospitality.
Oh.
And this large whiskey I'm drinking is what's known as Dutch courage. Because I'm about to go home and tell him to get on his bike.
His bike?
Metaphorically.
Oh, yeah.
And I really can't put it off any longer. So, here goes. Good night.
Bye.
Night. I don't get it.
What?
Well, Jim Lloyd's an old sweetie.
Oh, never really got to know him.
I don't know what Alistair's problem is. Anyway, Tony, can I interest you in a fat club?
A what?
It's Clary's idea, but I seem to have got myself roped in somehow.
A fat club?
For losing weight, you know, after all the excesses of the festive season.
Do I look like I need to lose weight?
Well, not you personally, no. But you know, if you could spread the word to your friends and family.
My family are without exception thin. My daughters are recovering anorexic.
Oh. Oops. Sorry, I didn't mean, But you must have some fat friends, surely.
Oh, not that I can think of.
Right. Oh. Saved by the bell. Excuse me a sec, will you?
Yeah, you carry on.
Oh, Kathy.
Kenton, we've had a bit of a disaster at work.
Why, what's happened?
Computer crash.
Oh, no.
It's back up now, but we've got loads to do for tomorrow's conference, so I've told Elizabeth I'll stay and help.
What about Jamie?
Oh, it's all right. I've called Sid and said I'll be late picking him up.
All right, but I'm in the ball right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I could take him home.
No, it's okay. I've arranged it all with Sid now. I shouldn't be more than an hour.
You sure?
Absolutely. I'll see you later.
Hello, love.
Hi. Oh, you've been at the whiskey.
I popped into the bull. Needed a bit of help to screw my courage to the sticking place.
You're going to do it tonight, are you?
Your dad's quite right. We've put up with him for far too long, and he clearly has no intention of leaving.
Oh, not in the foreseeable future.
So, I've got to tell him to go. And there's no point in putting it off.
Oh, we could do it together.
No, love. It's okay.
Are you sure?
You've done more than enough already. And I've got it all worked out now, what I'm going to say.
Shula!
Oh.
Oh, hello. You're back, are you?
Evening, Dad.
What happened to the whiskey?
You drank it all last night.
Did I?
You don't remember?
No.
Well, there's a new bottle in that cupboard, so why don't you help yourself? And I expect Alistair will join you.
Well, how about you?
Oh, no, thank you. I have to go and do some paperwork. I'll see you later.
Well, that's a surprise.
What?
No lecture about the demon drink.
Sit down, Dad.
Will you join me?
Okay, just a small one.
I get some water, will you?
Right.
And the glasses. Ooh, look. It's good scotch. None of that cheap supermarket rubbish.
Dad.
And she hasn't nagged me about my exercises all day. What have I done to deserve this?
I need to talk to you.
There you go. That'll put hairs on your chest.
I think it's time you went home.
Home? I'll possibly go home, not yet.
You've been here nearly 6 weeks.
I know it's a bore, but it's one of the hazards of being my age. Bones take a long time to knit together.
But you're perfectly mobile now. You can get up and downstairs, you can have a shower.
But I can't drive.
No, but...
And you know what it's like where I live. You can't get anywhere without a car.
There's a perfectly good bus service. And if you're stuck, there's that man down the road with his taxi.
Do you know how much he charges?
Oh, come on, you're not exactly penniless.
No, it won't work. I need to stay here until my leg is fully healed.
The physio said that could take up to a year.
That was a worst-case scenario.
Especially if you don't do your exercises.
Oh, don't you start. I get enough of that from Shula.
Dad! You're always complaining about Shula nagging you, and you make no secret of the fact that you find me unsatisfactory.
Unsatisfactory? What an odd thing to say.
I know I've always been a disappointment to you.
Where did you get hold of that idea?
So I can't understand why you want to continue staying here.
I don't have much option.
Yes, you do. You can go home.
Alistair, you're not listening.
No, you're not listening to me. We've had enough, Dad. We want you to go.
Oh. Well, that's the way you feel.
I'm sorry, but... Yes, it is.
I see. Well, I have no wish to be a burden, but I do think you're being a little unreasonable.
Look, we were perfectly willing to take you in when the accident first happened, but you must be aware of how difficult this has been for us.
I think you exaggerate the inconvenience.
I disagree.
Oh, all right. In that case, let us set a date for my departure.
I think it's for the best.
If we were to say... 3 weeks from now?
I was thinking more in terms of this weekend.
What?
If we can get a flight at such short notice. I will, of course, travel back with you and get you settled in.
How kind.
So, is that all right?
Do I have a choice?
Hmm.
You're ever so late.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Thought you'd forgotten it.
Oh, Jane, as if I would. I just never believed it would take so long to sort everything out.
Evening.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, you're late, aren't you?
Yes, we had a computer crash at work, which meant we were about 3 hours behind with everything. Come on, Jamie.
Sid's just been showing me pictures of Lucy.
He showed them to me too.
Did he?
Josh's grandpa's been to New Zealand, you see, and he went to visit Lucy, Duncan and Matthew.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big boy, that Matthew, isn't he? Hard to believe he's only four.
I'm his uncle.
Hmm? Yeah, I suppose you are. Because Lucy will be your half-sister, right?
In the car, Jamie. You can tell me all about it on the way home.
Bye, Tony.
Bye.
Do your seatbelt up.
Can't wait for my holiday. Not nearly as exotic as New Zealand, of course.
South of France, Pat said.
Yes, Provence, near Toulon. We're going all the way by train.
Good for you.
Eurostar to Paris, then the TGV. Remarkably fast. Bit slower than flying, of course.
Tony, I would offer you a lift home.
No, that's all
it's
right.
It's way past Jamie's bedtime.
No, the walk will do me good. Didn't mean to stay so long in the pub.
Oh, my God!
What?
There, look!
Where?
It was him! It was definitely him!
Who? What are you talking about?
I've got to go.
Well, Cathy, what's wrong? Cathy?
Good night, Daniel. Light out in 10 minutes, okay?
Shula!
What are you doing?
In here, come on.
What's going on?
I'm avoiding Dad. He took it badly.
Oh, no.
He's making large inroads into the bottle of whiskey. But it's done.
He's going.
End of the week.
Oh, Alistair.
I can't believe it. I can't believe he's actually going.
Oh, was it bad?
Oh, awful. Just awful. He doesn't want to go.
No, I know. He was talking to me earlier about how lonely he is at home. I almost started to feel sorry for him.
Well, don't, Shula.
Well, almost. Not quite.
No, it's all an act, you know. He's got really good neighbours. And I get the impression there's a couple of local widows only too ready to take him under their wing.
Bizarre, isn't it? Like Ruth's mum.
Anyway, it's not our problem.
No, we've done our bit.
We certainly have. Over and above the call of duty, I should say.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Neither can I.
Oh, well done.
I was so dreading having to confront him.
Yes, I know.
He really dug his heels in. It was only when I was completely blunt and said we wanted him out of our house.
You didn't.
I had to, Shula. I had to tell him he wasn't welcome here anymore.
Oh, poor Jim.
You're not to feel sorry for him.
Oh, he's just so awful. I mean, can you imagine if someone said that to you?
Well, he brought it on himself.
Yes, I know, but even so.
No, I was actually quite proud of myself that I managed to say it.
Well, so you should be. I couldn't have done it.
Do you know, I think that's the first time in my life that I've actually stood up to my father.
Really?
Got so used to having him steamroller over me, I suppose I just, you know...
Kept out of his way?
Exactly. Didn't believe I could take him on and win.
Well, you did.
Yes. And now I'm wishing I'd had the courage to do it weeks ago.
Go on, up you go, love.
Night, Kenton.
Quick as you can.
Night, Jamie. Sleep well. Do you want a glass of wine? Cathy?
Oh, just a minute. Wait till Jamie's got up. Kenton, I saw him again.
What?
Taylor. I saw him again.
Where?
In the car park at the Bull. It was only for a moment, but I'm absolutely sure it was him. I mean, last week, I convinced myself I was imagining things, but this time it was definitely him.
Well, were you on your own?
Well, Jamie'd already got in the car. Tony was there, but he didn't see anything. But it was definitely him. He looked straight at me.
Well, in a strange way, he may have done you a favour.
What?
He's breaking his bail conditions.
But nobody else saw him.
No, but look, if he's lurking around Ambridge at this hour, there's no way he can get back to Gloucester before his curfew, is there?
No.
So, we'll call the police and tell them. And then he'll be arrested, and you won't have to worry anymore.
Come on, in you go. That's it.
Hey, Adam!
Oh, Lord.
Afternoon, Matt.
There you go. Have a word.
Hang on a sec. That should do it.
Look, I just need to pick your brains ever so slightly.
Oh, yeah?
You know I had you plough up Quarry Bank?
Yes.
Well, there have been complaints.
What do you mean, complaints?
According to some local bird fanciers, it was a nesting site for skylarks.
Well, I could have told you that.
Well, you knew.
Of course I did. I said as much to Debbie when she said you wanted it done.
And what did she think?
Too bad.
Well, of course, she's a farmer.
So you're getting some flack, are you?
Oh, nothing I can't handle.
I thought you would.
Well, you could have warned me.
Oh, come on, Matt. Would you have changed your mind?
No.
Well, then.
Look, the point is, I need to do something to keep these people quiet.
Who are we talking about?
Oh, Linda Snell, for one. I could do without her knocking on my door at all hours of the day and night.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah. I was hoping you could suggest something.
Were you?
Yeah, I mean, can we provide another place for these birds to go? Put up some nest boxes or something?
Not a lot of use to ground nesting birds.
Well, whatever, I don't know, do I? That's why I'm asking you.
Well, what we could do...
Yeah?
What about 40 Acre? It's practically next to Quarry Bank.
Right.
We could put some skylark plots in there.
What do you mean, skylark plots?
Well, what we'd do is go through the crop with a sprayer and every so often give a quick burst of glyphosate, which will kill off a small area of the wheat.
Okay.
So you're left with a series of little islands in amongst the crop where the birds can nest later in the year.
And they'll go for that, will they?
Hmm. Supposed to work quite well.
Excellent. Well, that should keep the Skylark fan club off me back.
I thought we'd agreed.
Yes, I know.
But you've changed your mind?
Well, I'm just not sure anymore. Do you want a cup of tea?
No. I should really be getting back to work.
Okay. But I really think we need to have another look at the project. I mean, Tom's all in favour of it.
So? Helen doesn't think we should touch it with a barge pole.
Well, David's really keen that we should come on board.
No, only because getting this thing off the ground means borrowing a vast amount of money and he wants to spread the debt around.
Oh, no, Pat. You're doing him a disservice.
Oh, can you get that?
Yeah, okay. Oh, hello.
Hi. Oh, am I disturbing your lunch?
No, we've just finished. Come on in.
Are you okay?
No, not really.
Look, come and sit down.
I'm sorry about last night at the ball. I didn't realise what it was that startled you.
Tony, do you think you could go and manage to...
Yes, of course. I'll leave you to it, shall I?
Do you like a cup of tea, Cathy?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
I need to get some leaks lifted for the shop. And it gets dark so early, doesn't it? See you later.
Okay.
Bye, Tony.
So, tell me.
Well, you know what happened.
Yeah, that's why I rang you last night. When Tony came in and said something had freaked you.
Oh, it was terrifying, Pat.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Of course, I had Jamie in the car, so I had to concentrate on getting him home.
But Kenton phoned the police.
Yes. Because it was so late, you see. There's no way Taylor could have got home before his curfew.
Which means he's broken his bail.
If it was him.
So they have to rearrest him?
Well, that's what we thought. Kenton said, well, they'll have to rearrest him. He'll be back inside and that'll be that. But they haven't.
What?
He's still free.
The police have told
him? Yeah, he's got an alibi.
What?
I was at work this morning and my liaison officer rang. She told me they've checked with Taylor's mother. And according to her, he was at home all evening in Gloucester.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, I wish I was.
Well, she's got to be lying, hasn't she?
It's my word against hers. And the police obviously believe her.
Oh, no.
Well, ever since they rang, I've been going over and over it in my mind and thinking, did I imagine it?
Yeah, but you said you were quite sure it was him.
Oh, I was.
Tony said it was as if you'd seen a ghost.
But he didn't see him.
No.
It was late. It was dark. It was just a brief glimpse. I mean, maybe my mind was playing tricks.
But you don't think so?
No.
Last week, you
said...
Yeah,
I know. I said, I convinced myself it couldn't be happening. It was just my imagination. But this time, I wasn't even thinking about him. Tony was going on about something, and I was worrying about getting Jamie home because it was so late. And then suddenly, there he was.
But if his mother said he was at home...
I know. There's absolutely nothing I can do. But I can't... I'm afraid to go home, Pat.
Oh, Kathy.
I'm afraid of being in the house on my own.
Have you called Kenton?
Before I left Lower Loxley. But I told him I was okay. Elizabeth gave me the afternoon off because I worked late last night and I thought, oh, good. There's lots of ironing to do. I set off home and I was fine. But then I was driving into Ambridge and suddenly I realised I couldn't. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologise.
Yeah, but I know how busy you are.
Look, you did the right thing coming here. And you must stay here till Kenton gets home.
What about Jamie?
Well, look, we'll ring Kenton now, see if he can come home early.
All right.
Otherwise, I'll come back with you.
No.
I insist. I'm not having you wandering around alone, scared out of your wits, okay?
Lillian!
Oh, hello, darling. I was hoping to patch Ian.
He'll have gone into work by now.
Oh, damn.
Can I help?
I doubt it. It's a long shot that Ian could.
What's the matter?
What do you think? Matt.
Ah, what's he done now?
Oh, I don't know. That's the trouble. All I do know is he's lying to me.
Do you want to come in and tell me all about it?
Oh, I'd better get back, Adam. He did say he'd be home this evening.
He came to see me earlier on this afternoon.
Whatever for?
Wanted some advice on skylark habitats.
Oh, yeah. He had a bit of a run-in with Linda Snell.
So I gather.
No, I'm more interested in where he was on Tuesday.
Tuesday? Well...
He didn't get home until 9:30, and he said he'd been working late.
He was in the bar at Grey Gables.
With that Shrivener woman.
According to Ian.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I found a Grey Gables bar bill in his pocket.
You've been going through his pockets?
I know.
That is bad.
But I hate myself for doing it, darling, but it's the only way I can find anything out.
Ian said it was quite early on, sort of 7 o'clock-ish.
So what were they doing for the rest of the evening?
Look, from what you've told me, she's not interested in Matt.
Well, she's trying very hard to give that impression, which only goes to prove she's as devious as he is.
Or perhaps that she's actually not interested.
Oh, no.
But you said she was with someone else at New Year.
Well, she's not going to go to a ball on her own, is she?
I suppose not.
And why would he lie about where he was on Tuesday night if there's nothing going on between them?
I just wish I'd realised at the time.
Oh, what would you have done? Chased after him?
I don't know.
Did you see anything?
Not really.
Kathy's convinced it was him. But I can't really believe it. I mean, the trial's happening in a few weeks. He'd be absolutely crazy to break his bail conditions.
So, you think she imagined it?
Oh, I don't know. But whether it was him or not, she's scared out of her wits.
But Kenton's with her now?
Yeah, he came home as soon as she called.
Oh, good.
You coming in for some tea?
Yeah. I'll just finish trimming these for the shop. The rest can wait till tomorrow.
Oh, Tom rang. Mm-hmm. He seemed to think you were expecting him to come over tonight.
Yes, I did suggest that he might.
Well, he can't. He and Brenda are going out.
Ah. Oh, well, never mind. I just hope that... Well, I thought we could talk a bit more about the green energy scheme.
You wanted a bit of backup, did you?
Well, you see, Pat, I can't help feeling that we're passing up a golden opportunity here.
Tony...
Because this is one of the biggest problems facing the planet.
I know.
What's going to happen when the oil runs out?
But I can't accept that the solution is to grow crops for fuel.
But to create energy from manure and waste... That's got to be a good thing, surely.
I'm not against anaerobic digestion in principle. I think it's a terrific way for local authorities to deal with household waste and garden clippings. But we've got to stand up for sustainable farming.
Yeah, but if the Soil Association is prepared to endorse it...
That is by no means certain. They consider these schemes on a case-by-case basis. And let's face it, we'd have no control over what goes into this digester. I mean, suppose... Brian decided to take the waste from an intensive broiler unit.
Oh, not very likely.
No, a bit possible.
The consultant said that waste couldn't be brought in from outside.
And it's really fundamental to what we do that our cow manure goes back onto our soil.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So we keep our cow manure. We could still be involved.
By growing stuff?
Well,
if you're going to do it, you'd be better using, I don't know, sugar cane from the West Indies.
Oh, but this is the future, Pat. I don't see how we could not be a part of it.
Oh, that's propaganda.
No, it isn't.
I can't believe you've fallen for it.
But if you're determined to have nothing to do with it...
I am. So's Helen.
Well, that's it then. End of story. Well, let me know tomorrow, okay.
Hello?
I'm in here. Sorry, Brenda, got to go. I'll see you in the morning, okay. Yeah. Bye. How are you, pussycat? Had a good day?
Who was that on the phone?
That, my love, was my little apprentice.
Oh, Brenda.
Who, as you may recall, has some valuable contacts in the press. She's going to set me up an interview with the Echo.
Oh, yeah? What for?
So that the good folk of Borchester and its environs will know just how much I care about skylarks.
Skylarks? You don't give a damn.
But it's important that the Pip Archers and Linda Snells of this world believe that I care deeply. And they will. Now, let's have a drink. In fact, let's push the boat out. Do you fancy dinner at Grey Gables?
No, what's the matter? Has Annabelle stood you up?
Oh, blimey, don't start that again, Lillian.
And if you're going to wine and dine, could you refrain from doing it under my nose?
What's on about?
Tuesday night, Grey Gables.
Dull,
You said you hadn't seen her.
Yeah, we had a business meeting. We went for a drink after, okay?
So, why did you lie to me?
Because I knew this is what would happen.
What?
I can't even mention Annabelle's name these days without you going into paroxysms of paranoia.
Ah, you lie to me, and I discover the truth. That's paranoia, is it?
Listen, it is thanks to Annabelle that I have solved the Skylark problem.
Last week it was Newt.
Right, and in the same way she pointed out to me that all it needed was a bit of lateral thinking and a big dollop of PR.
Ah, so she's your wildlife consultant now, is she?
Among other things.
Well, good for her.
Yes, good for her. Advice like that is worth its weight in gold, and that's why Annabelle is invaluable to my business.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Nothing else. That's all she is. Oh, so come on, pussycat. Have a drink, relax, and let's try and have a nice, civilised evening for once, shall we?
The ducks, Mummy, the ducks.
Yes, I know, Jake.
Can we go and feed the ducks?
Not now, no. We've got to go and do the shopping.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
I'm Ben's mum, Ruth.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hello, you two.
Hello.
I was just looking at the notices in the window here.
Best way to find out what's going on in the village. If it isn't advertised here or in the Bull, it's not worth knowing about.
I wondered if there was perhaps a mother and toddler group or something.
Yeah, it used to meet twice a week in the village hall, but it's been closed for the past few months.
Oh.
But I can't believe they'd just cancel it. It's a lifesaver for a lot of young mums. They've probably been meeting in somebody's house.
Right.
But the hall's going to be reopening again tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, look, there's a notice. Grand reopening, Saturday at 2:30. You should come along.
I won't know anyone.
You know me. It'll be a chance to meet people.
Oh, I don't know what we're doing tomorrow.
The WI's laying on tea, and there's bound to be other mums there with their kids.
I'll ask Will.
And you can admire the newly refurbished hall.
That's up by the playground, right?
Yeah, and it's looking fantastic. Jason and Robert have done a brilliant job.
Jason and Robert?
Jason's the builder, and Robert Snell. Have you met Robert?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
He lives at Ambridge Hall.
That's the big house.
Yeah.
Where they have the llamas in the garden.
They belong to Linda, Robert's wife.
You like the llamas, don't you, Jakey?
We can see them.
Oh, maybe on our way home, eh?
Anyway, you going in the shop?
Yeah, I need to get something in for tea.
I'll give you a hand with the buggy, shall I?
No, thanks.
Come in, Glenn.
Thank you, David.
Oh, cold out there. Do you like a cup of tea?
No, we really can't stop. But I simply couldn't leave without saying goodbye.
We're on our way to the airport.
Oh, didn't realise you were going so soon.
I've been given my marching orders.
Dad.
And Shula couldn't wait to see the back of me.
That's not fair.
So I'm being bundled on the first available flight.
You're not being bundled anywhere.
Yeah, Ruth's doing the milking just now.
Yes, we saw her in the yard.
Oh. She was just finishing. Said she'd be in a minute.
Oh, right.
I'm really going to miss Ambridge. Everyone has been so hospitable. And it's been quite an education for me.
Has it?
I didn't realise the full depth of my ignorance about matters agricultural.
Oh, well, unless you live in the country.
I had no idea, for example, that you were all getting into energy production.
Well, not all of us. Although quite a few people are growing crops for biodiesel.
But this anaerobic... what was it?
Anaerobic digester.
Absolutely fascinating.
Oh, Glad you think so.
I bumped into Tony the other night. He was obviously in a bit of a quandary about the whole thing.
Yeah, they're not going to come on board here, Pat.
Aren't they?
No, he called me this morning. Such a shame.
But you're definitely going ahead.
Oh, yes. But it's just going to be us and our cousins at Home Farm. In fact, we're going round this evening to seal the deal. Crack open a bottle of Brian's good wine.
Ruth.
Oh, it's really nice of you to call.
Couldn't leave without saying goodbye to you, my dear. I was just saying to David, my sojourn in Ambridge has not only been brightened by your hospitality.
Oh, thank you.
But I've also learned a great deal.
Oh, that's so kind. Has David offered you a cup of tea?
We haven't got time, I'm afraid.
Alas, I should love to stay and chat. But I shall certainly get in touch with your mother.
Good.
And just as soon as this wretched leg is out of plaster, I shall make an expedition to Prudder and take her out to tea.
She'll like that.
You'll give me something to look forward to during my lonely convalescence.
You're not going to be that lonely.
Oh, you know nothing about my life.
I know you have very nice neighbours.
But it's not the same as having a big extended family on your doorstep.
Didn't realise you were such a fan of family life.
Can be a bit of a pain sometimes, having your nearest and dearest on the doorstep.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, wonder who that is.
I've no idea.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Matt. This is a surprise.
I wonder if I might have a word with your daughter.
Yeah. Come on in. She's only just got home from school.
She was a bit upset with me the other day. Oh,
hello, Matt.
I'll just give Pip a shout.
Good afternoon.
Pip, someone to see you.
It's Jim, right?
Yes. We met somewhere.
Yeah.
New Year, was it? At Ambridge Hall?
No, couldn't have been there.
My recollection of the evening is a little hazy.
No, must have been a good party.
It was.
No, we went to a ball at Lower Loxley.
Oh.
Hello.
Pip.
Matt wants a word with you.
I'm so glad I've seen you.
We really should be going.
How did your speech go? It was last night, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it went okay, thank you.
More than okay. She's been asked to be part of the team representing the Borsetshire area in a national contest.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, good, eh?
What's this?
Oh, young farmers. Anyway, you wanted to see me?
Yeah.
Come on, Dad, we must go.
Oh, you're leaving?
I'm being sent home.
What, for good?
Well, I hope I shall be back one day.
So do I. It's been so lovely having you here.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Thank you so much.
Come on.
I'll see you out.
Oh, goodbye, dear.
Ah, goodbye, my dear. And thank you for everything.
Pleasure.
Now then, I've got your gloves.
Yes, they're in my pocket. Don't make such a fuss.
Well, I hope you've left plenty of time. The traffic on a Friday evening.
Yeah, well, if we get going now, we should be okay.
Careful, Alistair. Watch my stick.
Let me take your coat, Matt.
Oh, cheers.
So you wanted to see me?
Yes, I've been thinking about your phone call.
Have a seat.
Oh, ta very much. In fact, it's been preying on my mind, rather.
What?
What you said about the skylark's nests.
Oh.
And I decided I simply had to do something to put the matter right.
Oh, and do give my apologies to your brother.
Kenton.
I never did get to visit that cafe of his.
Dad.
I was looking forward to sampling the best bacon sandwiches in Borsetshire.
Now, can you get in the car, please?
And Nigel and Elizabeth, too. I suppose it's out of the question to go to the airport via Lower Loxley.
Yeah, you're quite right. Mm-hmm. Out of the question.
Oh, but I'll tell you where we simply must stop off.
We're not stopping off anywhere. We haven't got time.
I simply cannot leave Ambridge without saying goodbye to Joe Grundy.
You're joking.
I'm perfectly serious. He and I had a real rapport. And he's a very old man. Who knows if he'll still be here next time I come?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, it's only a couple of minutes to Keeper's Cottage.
Whose side are you on?
There you are, then. It's hardly going to take us out of our way.
We'll miss the flight.
There'll be another one. There's always another flight.
Dad!
Goodbye, David. And thank you for all your kindness.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Shula is a lucky woman.
Is she?
Having such charming siblings.
Come on, in you get.
Yeah, I'll take your steps.
Thank you. Oh, and remember me to your father.
Will do. There you are.
Thank you. I'll just shove them down on the floor.
Have a good journey.
I hope he's over his jet lag.
Thank you.
Can you shut the door, please, David?
Yeah, right. Bye.
A
And that'll work, will it?
Well, I'm no authority on the mating habits of skylarks, but I did ask an expert.
What do you think, Mum?
As long as these islands are a reasonable size.
Well, yeah, obviously. Got to be visible to the birds, haven't they, when they're flying around looking for somewhere to set up home.
I don't see why it shouldn't work.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And I'm very glad that you took my protest seriously.
But of course I did.
I thought you were a bit dismissive at the time.
Oh, no. I mean, I might have come across as a bit impatient, possibly. I do have a lot on my plate just now, but environmental concerns are right at the top of my agenda.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I firmly believe that good farming practice must coexist with wildlife.
That's exactly what you said in your speech, wasn't it, Pip?
Oh, you mentioned this earlier, a speech to the young farmers.
Oh, they have this public speaking competition.
And you talked about...
Well, I used the ploughing up of Quarry Bank as an example of bad farming practice.
Oh, so my name is Mud with the Young Farmers, is it?
Well, I'll tell them that you're going to change things now, though.
Good. And I wonder if you might do me another favour.
What's that?
Perhaps you could keep an eye on the new sites we create, you know, do the kind of survey you did last year.
Yeah, okay.
So we can find out how successful they are in attracting the birds.
I'll do a report for you.
Oh, brilliant. And why don't you post the results somewhere, back of the church, maybe?
On the big notice board, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, do an article for the parish magazine or something.
Yeah, I could do that.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time, Pip.
Oh, have they gone?
Oh, finally. Poor old Alistair. Sorry, don't let me interrupt.
No, you're all right. I've said what I had to say, and I must be off.
I'll get you caught.
Well, thank you very much for coming.
No, thank you for your concern. Oh, so. Well, good night all.
Bye.
See ya.
Yes!
What?
He has completely caved into pressure.
Is he?
Yeah, amazing. He's totally changed his tune.
He's going to create new skylark nesting sites to replace the ones he's destroyed.
Really?
And you said there was no point my ringing him because he didn't care.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Hmm. Well, I'm very happy to have been proved wrong.
You see, people can change.
Maybe, but...
But you have to take them on.
Yeah, not usually the Matt Crawfords of this world.
Leopards and spots do spring to mind.
Don't be such a cynic.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I must go ring Izzy. She'll be so impressed.
And you might give Linda a call too. Never mind.
She is going to be unbearable, isn't she?
Let her have a little moment of glory.
Yeah, but you don't believe she'd change Matt Crawford's mind, do you?
He's such a creep. Honestly, he was laying it on with a trowel. I couldn't believe Pip took it all at face value.
So what's he up to?
No idea. But there's obviously an ulterior motive in there somewhere.
Come on, Jakey.
It's very dark.
Yeah. Silly Mummy forgot to bring the torch again.
Silly Mummy.
So let's hurry up and get to Clary's house, shall we? Oh no. Oh, come on, it's all right, Mia. It's all right. It's just the way the bugger got stuck in the hole.
He dropped the bag.
Oh, what a mess. Can you help me pick things up? Good boy, that's right.
Can I?
No!
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. Please, don't be frightened.
It's all right, Mia. Mummy's here.
I only want to help. If I shine my torch... Yeah, look, your purse. Here, let me...
No, it's all right. I've got it.
You'd have lost that if I hadn't been here to shine a little light.
Yes, thank you.
I don't think we've met, have we?
No.
No, well, it's a while since I was here. I don't live in Ambridge anymore. I used to, a few years ago.
Mummy?
It's all right, sweetheart.
I've still got lots of friends here. That's where I'm going, actually, to visit one of my old friends. Lives just along here. We used to be very close, her and me. Perhaps you know her, Kathy? Kathy Perks?
No. Well, thanks for your help.
I could walk with you.
No, it's all right. Thanks.
Okay. Will you... You take care now.
Come on, Jakey. Come on.
Good night.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in Birmingham by Jenny Stevens and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.